This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as human enemies, stoppers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys.
Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. This is Tim Brown. I'm the editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble breathing here. If you tune in listening for Bradley, and you're wanting him to give you the hour here, he's off for today, and I'm filling in for him. Live here from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And I've got a guest for you, a very special guest, coming up in the second segment. So I hope you guys will stay tuned and listen for him, because there's a call to action to that, especially out of the state of Ohio. But hopefully he will inspire you to do this in your state, because more than likely it's not just Ohio that's facing the tyranny that Ohio is facing. Excuse me. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. They work together with each other. One is promoting, obviously, what Bradley does, as far as on the radio show and going into public schools, going into speaking engagements all across the nation, informing people and bringing them the law of God and also the remedy to the violations of the law of God, whether it be, the gospel of Jesus Christ, or whether it be justice according to the law. So check those sites out. Well, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about Sons of Liberty Media here in just a moment before we bring on our guest in the second segment. With that said, please check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as you can catch us on Facebook. There you can look up Bradley Dean, and you can find him at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Bradley Dean, as well as I really apologize. I've got something in my throat going on, and it's really a problem here. Anyway, you can check him out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean, as well as Twitter.com, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. And we're across a number of social media outlets as well, under Sons of Liberty and Sons of Liberty Media, at Minds.com, Mumblet, MeWe, Spreely, and Gab. So please, if you are abandoning Facebook, the corporate tyranny there of social media, as well as Twitter and such, please follow us on those sites as well. Now, with that said, I want to let you know about a couple of things before I get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, I apologize. Right before the show, this is one of those things. I was fine. I get on the show, and I've got this stuff in my throat. I don't know what the problem is. Anyway, if you go over to Facebook, this is something not only that you can use with Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean, but you can use it with any page that you like on Facebook. Because of their censorship, what you can do is you can take and you can go under wherever the big banner is that you see on the page that you like, and you can hover over following, and you can select see first in your news feed. If you click that, you eliminate a lot of the censorship that goes on with Facebook. Now, look, at Sons of Liberty, we have over 750,000 followers, people who like the page. I don't mean to imply that you're followers. I mean people who like the page, okay? And in that, Sons of Liberty is being censored by Facebook. There's no question about it. If I told you the numbers, you would go, oh, yeah, that sounds like they're not giving the people who liked your page any views whatsoever. And that's exactly right. And by the way, the Sons of Liberty are not just about talk, we're about doing. We have had our attorneys issue a letter to Facebook giving them until Tuesday to get their act together, to correct themselves, to do what is right. The Sons of Liberty have given them money for advertising. We have trusted them to do what is right, and they have failed to do that. Instead of promoting us, what they have done is shut us down. We have gone from close to 1 million page views. There's a difference between followers, likes, views, and all of that other page views. 1 million page views within our first 3 months of inception in 2014. We're struggling to get a few thousand on the site. You say, well, clearly they're targeting you. You think? This is why now we're going to bring the law to bear against Facebook. We have warned them. We've given them time and space, as the Bible says, to repent, to do what is right. It's a biblical concept, people. It really is. And they have until Tuesday to get that right, or they're going to be facing the heavy hand of the law to the fullest extent of that law because of their suppression of the Sons of Liberty and its message. So look for that in the coming days. In fact, you can check out an article at sonsoflibertymedia.com in which we give you the letter there from our attorneys considering those things. Now, with that said, I'm on a tight time schedule because we got a special guest coming in the second segment, and you're really going to be encouraged by this young man. In fact, I've had an hour discussion with him before the radio show. So we're going to be talking with him in just a moment. But real quickly, let me take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com quickly over the next 30 or 40 seconds here. A monumental university study. Quote, fire did not bring down Tower 7 on 9/11. Anybody listening to Sons of Liberty ought to know 9/11 was not what you were told it was. It was an attack on you. It was an attack on your rights. And radical, quote-unquote, radical Muslims were the scapegoat in that whole matter. But now we're getting more and more confirmation that there's something else that's going on behind the scenes, and it's all to attack your rights. HARPA, America's new socialist credit plan, partners big tech and government to further gun control efforts. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Congress aims, quote-unquote, honest ads at the alternative media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after these messages with Drew Nolan from victoriatactical.com. Stay with us.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com as well. This is Tim Brown. If you're listening for Bradley Dean, he is off today. I'm filling in for him. And on the line, we've got with us a good friend, good brother as well. And we've had a conversation for the last hour, and now we're bringing him on line here. And that's our good friend, Drew Nolan out of Ohio with VictoriaTactical.com. And Drew, it's good to have you on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Thank you, Tim. It's good to be on.
Yeah. Now, listen, the reason we're bringing Drew on is because Drew is involved in something very extra special that we want to bring to you because we want you to act on it, especially people who live in the state of Ohio. So if you live in the state of Ohio, stay tuned the rest of the show. If you know somebody from Ohio, tell them to get on sonsoflibertyradio.com because Drew's got something that he is working at, and we had a long conversation about this because he teaches, you know, tactical things. He teaches people how to defend themselves, whether it's with a gun or hand-to-hand combat or any of these kinds of things. And Drew, what's going on in the state of Ohio that has you worked up and has you calling people to action?
Well, there is a lot going on in Ohio right now. We went from being on the verge of passing a whole bunch of pro-gun legislation to scrambling and fighting for our rights against red flag laws and the so-called universal background checks that we all know is just a more palatable form of a way to say full-on registration, and then obviously potential confiscation eventually. So we went from, like I said, being on the verge of having constitutional carry, and I was speaking with somebody, one of my law enforcement acquaintances, and we were chatting a little bit about the constitutional carry bill. And I said, yeah, you know, I think since Kasich, which was our previous governor, he said that he was going to get the red flag bills enacted. You know, he pretty well vowed on that. He led a little crusade for that. And then we got him out of office and everybody voted Dwayne in. I said, I think they're going to go for it again. So we saw this coming a while. We've been working on a ballot initiative that we'll get into a bit. But we've been working on that for probably 3-4 months now. And I was chatting with this guy, and I said, well, what are you going to do when they come to his door? Obviously, you know, I'm a pretty staunch supporter of the Second Amendment and individual liberty. I'm not quiet about it. So I said, what are you going to do when they tell you to come to my door? He said, well, you know, I've got 30 years on the force, and I think I'd retire on the spot. Well, thank you for the sentiment, but who's going to fill those shoes? Somebody's going to fill them. So what are you going to do to stop people from coming to my door? And he kind of looked at me. So I started to mention U.S. Code 18, subsection 241, and then he stopped me kind of in the middle of a sentence and said that he wouldn't be able to enforce federal law. So it kind of got me thinking. But then since with all that, and we'll get into that, that's kind of where the framework for the or the groundwork for the ballot initiative was kind of laid. But right now, after the Dayton shooting, we went from being on the verge of the constitutional carry to basically fighting for our rights. DeWine has held several press conferences calling for all kinds of things, like I said, from red flag gun confiscation, which is what they are, to universal background checks, to working with a more in-depth reporting system and just all kinds of things to assault the Second Amendment.
Sure, and part of the problem that we're facing here is, like what you said, the guy wanted to enforce federal law. Well, let's go back to our Constitution. I ask anybody, 1-866-582-9933, address me and Drew as well. There's two of us here. We're happy to take your call. But can you cite anywhere in the Constitution where the federal government has any authority, any at all, where they can restrict or regulate arms of any kind, not just guns, but any kind of arms? Please cite article, section, and clause. Nobody can do that, Drew, because there is no such authority. We never gave that to the federal government. As you and I were talking before the show, the problem is that this is a God-given right. And the Declaration of Independence is very clear about that, that government is instituted to protect the rights of the people. And how do they do that? Well, the Bible says it's by bringing justice on those who are lawbreakers. And that doesn't mean those who violate the laws of man. It means those who violated the laws of God. And so when we're talking about, it doesn't matter if you have one of these stupid little guns. I don't even know why somebody even made it. You've probably seen it. It shoots a 223. It's a pistol. It shoots one round of 223 in it. Whether you're a guy who has that, or whether you're a guy who has a semi-automatic gun that has a drum that'll shoot 100 rounds, or if you've got a machine gun, whatever the case is, if you're a law-abiding citizen, there's nothing to fear from you. You're not out to do anybody any harm. You have those tools, and that's what they are, to defend against criminals and against tyrants. And that's what they're used for. But when we have these guys pushing stuff like red flag laws, we have them pushing all these other regulations when they're having us prove that we're innocent, while they claim that we're guilty before we can even purchase firearms, that's a huge problem, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah, and basically, you know, when people talk about, you were talking about the Second Amendment, and I challenge anybody to call in and cite where in the Constitution it says that they can take the arms. So obviously I teach firearms, I teach tactics and escape evasion and stuff. But I also head up the firearms department of a local FFL, right? So I get people probably 3 to 4 times a week coming in trying just to argue with the gun guys, right? Anybody behind the counter, they're going to argue. And they always say, you know, you don't have the right to keep this. You don't have the right to keep that. Why do you sell those assault rifles, which is just stupid? And one of the things that I remind them of, and you and I have spoken to this previously, probably a few months back, is that when Thomas Jefferson fought the Barbary Wars, what did he use to fight the Barbary Wars, Tim?
Private warships.
Through letters of marque and reprisal, exactly. So that showed, and that was the pinnacle of technology. That wasn't just some little tinker boat. It wasn't just, you know, a stupid little bump stock or something. Thank you guys for everybody out there that stood down on that and didn't contact the representatives. Now, that wasn't just a little tinker toy. That was the pinnacle of technology. So it just goes to show you that we are meant to have those types of arms.
Yeah, and it was one of the things, too, that our founding fathers weren't scared of either. They understood that law-abiding people were not people to be feared as far as by their government or by the people. It was the lawbreakers, and it was constitutional. I mean, they took and they used letters, like you said, letters of mark and reprisal. That is a constitutional thing, folks. Most of you have not even heard of such a thing, but it's in your Constitution, not the U.S. military. In fact, the standing army was something the founders opposed. It's something that the Constitution opposes. It says that we can keep a standing army, you know, if we renew it every 2 years, which the government has used as technicality to keep it just perpetually. That is not what we're supposed to be about. That is really a Soviet mindset, not an American mindset. So, Drew, you've got these things coming up. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But one of the things that's kind of odd is you guys were gaining momentum there to really protect the rights of the people, to push back against the tyranny that's been coming on the state of Ohio. And what happens? You have one of these mass shootings. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. There were, I mean, we were almost to the point where we should have been a couple of years ago. You know, some of the gun guys let us know. They talk about how we had a Republican-controlled three branches of government, essentially, and we should have been picking pro-gun legislations like we do the marshmallows out of Lucky Charms, right? So we were almost to that point in Ohio where we were getting ready to pass a whole bunch of stuff. The momentum was really moving for Ohio. We just made a change, kicked Kasich out of office, and a bunch of people had a lot of hope when it came to DeWine. And then all of a sudden, right as constitutional carry is about to pass, right, just as it's about to pass, we have this shooting in Dayton, Ohio. So then immediately, the entire momentum, the pro-gun momentum, completely stopped. It halted, and we did a complete 180, right? So now we're, like I said, we're fighting for our lives politically. I've contacted all my representatives. I've gone to meetings with different congressmen and stuff in my area. And all of them are saying they support the red flag laws. So right after that shooting, we had a huge change in direction in Ohio.
All right, Drew, we've got a few seconds here left before the break. Tell people where they can find out more about you, and you've got a petition that's coming. Go ahead and let them know where they can get in touch with you over that.
Yes, sir. They can find us at victoriatactical.com and reach out to me. I check all the emails at contact@victoriatactical.com.
All right, we'll be right back with more of Drew Nolan from victoriatactical.com. Right after these messages, hang on. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is battering North Carolina's Outer Banks with powerful winds and torrential rain. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
fortunately, these states have all been very well prepared and able to deal with it. It's still hitting North Carolina there, the Cape Hatteras area. It's a Category 1, but the storm surge is operating more like a Category 4, so it's still quite a dangerous event.
The storm continues to move northeast at 17 miles an hour. The government's August job report falls short of some people's expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty halftime here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. And on the line, we've got with us Drew Nolan from VictoriaTactical.com. And Drew, we were going into the break there, and you're just getting on a roll, man. So tell us, we came out of this issue of this mass shooting up there in Ohio, and that kind of, I guess, threw some cold water on the fire that was burning there for the Patriot community advancing their rights. And all of a sudden the shooting takes place. Now there's cold water thrown on that. And what were you going to launch into after that? Because we know that you, and I want you to get into the issue of, you're one of those guys who are looking to fight back against what has come against you in this scenario that's taking place.
Yeah, exactly. There's basically, so like I said beforehand, we were on the verge of constitutional carry. We're on the verge of standard ground laws. There's all kinds of things. And we just passed several pro-gun pieces of legislation in Ohio. We were doing awesome things. We used to actually have a 31 round capacity limit, I think, on magazines in Ohio. A few years back, this is before my heyday even, we got that overturned. You know, that was overturned in Ohio. So since then, things have been getting better and better and better in Ohio. And a couple of us have kind of been going, yeah, these red flag laws are sweeping across the nation. I think they're going to come to Ohio eventually. So we need to really get our act together and prepare for it, right? So write our congressmen, write our senators, write all of our elected officials and everything. And then, like I said, we were on the verge of all kinds of other pro-gun legislation, and all of a sudden, the shooting breaks out in Dayton, Ohio, and people say all kinds of things. You know, they say, oh, we got to blame the gun. We got to blame this mental illness, okay? But regardless, both of those are a cop-out, and I talk to people all day long about this, okay? As soon as they say, oh, well, you know, it's a mental health issue. No, it's not even a mental health issue. It's a morality issue, okay? We've lost our moral compass as a society. We've undergone so much of a moral decay in our society because Christians aren't standing up and going, hey, wait a second, guys.
we need to place intrinsic value upon life. So we have a narcissistic, the self-centered society. And that's really the root cause of all of this, that we've got a very secular society. That's the problem that we have. Guys, going to church, like I go to church every Sunday, but we have to get out to the streets. We have to talk to people and bring the morals back into our society. So after the shooting, we saw a complete 180. DeWine got up on stage with his puppy, Husted, and then his other puppies from another supposed gun rights organization in Ohio. And anybody that's on my Facebook page has seen me post about them before. They actually banned me from their Facebook page before, and all kinds of other things happened with them between them and I, because I called them out on their fuddery and their betrayals of the people. But DeWine has got up and basically, you know, run his dog or his horse and pony show, and said that they've been working on this. All it is gun bans, right? They've been working on these pieces of legislation for months now. He admitted that during his press release. They've been working on it for months now. Just like, who was it, Holder, that said they never let a crisis go to waste? He basically, as soon as that happened, they had the legislation and they had all the key points already laid out, and they were ready with their press release, man. So they're really harping down on gun rights in Ohio, and a lot of Ohioans don't even know. People that I have signed this ballot initiative, they have no idea that these things are even taking place for some reason because they've got their head in the sand.
Well, that's a lot of the way people are. People tend to focus on whatever is going on in their lives, and they don't want government involved in it. They want to live their lives. They want to live in their communities. They want to live with their families. And they want to basically live in that sphere that God has given them. And so a lot of them don't know. They're ignorant of what's going on around them, and they don't even realize the walls are closing in on them. And that's why it takes people like you, Drew, out there calling out what's going on. It takes, you know, things like the Sons of Liberty Radio to point out these are the things that are going on, people. And if you don't pay attention, you can say, I'm not very political. Okay, that's fine. Guess what's going to happen? The people who are political are going to determine whether or not you live or die. I mean, that's literally where we're coming down to. And that's where it was in the 20th century in communist countries. That's where it was in all throughout our history, not just American history, but throughout the history of mankind. For those people who remain ignorant, you cannot remain free. If you remain ignorant, you will not remain free. And so people like Drew here, VictoriaTactical.com, the people here at Sons of Liberty Radio, we're trying to inform you so that you don't become a slave, so that you don't lose your freedoms, those God-given freedoms that he has given you, and that I would even say that Christ has purchased for men on the cross. You don't lose those things. So the things that Drew is talking about here, you're not saying because you got a tenfold hat on, you're not Chicken Little running around screaming the sky's falling. You're saying, look, pay attention to what's going on, people, in your community, right? I mean, because you're up there in that very state and you're calling your fellow Buckeyes to say, hey, wake up and pay attention to how you're being played here, right? Am I off base?
Oh, you're exactly on pace. When you said the tinfoil hat thing, no, not at all. I was one of the few in Ohio and probably around the country that when they were pushing for the bump stock bans, and I know you were right there with me. Yeah. And they're calling for the bump stock ban and everything. There was only a handful of us going, wait a second, guys, this is a slippery slope. If we let them do that, I mean, back when under the Obama presidency, they were talking about banning every 5.5 ammunition. We all stood up and said, hey, wait a second, guys, this is a slippery slope. And they backed off of it. But then, you know, your guy gets in office and you decide you can just sit back on the couch and eat your potato chips. Everything's going to be fine. You still need to be vigilant. You still need to be politically active. So a few of us were saying, hey, guys, this is a huge slippery slope. And they said, oh, no, don't worry about it. Our jerseys, you know, they've got the ball. So now I believe that maybe it was just, now we've shown them, okay, that we'll take it.
If the right guy does it, we'll take it. And they're doing the same thing with red flag laws. They're doing the same thing with this universal background checks. And anybody that thinks that it's anything other than a more palatable way to say registration is woefully ignorant regarding the subject. Look at Connecticut. What just happened? I believe it was Connecticut. They banned a bunch of the firearms, and they said that they put in registration, and like 3% of the population or something actually followed with that. And then what happened was they opened the time more up because, and this is just a generality. I'm not quoting up. I'm kind of paraphrasing here, right? What they did basically was they opened it back up for people to register their firearms because they said, well, we don't really want you to be a felon overnight. So be a good little sheep and just come along and register your firearms. And if you don't, we're going to get that background check information and we're going to know that you have them. Well, that should, right there, should be mind-boggling to a lot of Americans.
No, it should have been. In fact, I remember years ago covering that story up there in Connecticut, and I had a good friend. We became good friends as a result of that. He was a former Navy veteran, and he was a firefighter. And part of the issue was is he stood up to Republicans and Democrats who came and said they were going to push all that kind of agenda. And he said, I'm not complying with that. And nobody got it. And I remember putting out the story. It was about a year after he said it. Nobody put that on in the news. I put it out there. All of a sudden, everybody in the network started putting this out about this guy. And John, his name was John Cinque. He's down in Florida now. He left. He's retired and everything. But you're exactly right. He pushed against the communist kind of style in this gun confiscation. We need to get our language correct. Like, we need to get it correct around the sodomite community. It's not just LGBTQ. I can kind of deal with that they're trying to lump all those people together rather than just sodomite. But we don't need to be calling them gay. In the same respect, we don't need to call this gun control. It is not gun control. It is people control, and its measure is gun confiscation. Every law that's written is to take your property. That is the issue. It is to rid you of your property, your liberty, and ultimately of your life if you're going to speak out against the state. Am I wrong in that? I think I'm right on, right?
You are right on target, man.
Yeah, and what you're trying to do there in Ohio, and this is what we're going to get to in the final segment coming up, but we'll kind of give people a taste of that. You're trying to push back against that and say, hey, people, join with me, join with your fellow citizens of Ohio to say, we're not going to take that. Either you're going to represent us according to the law, not according to our whims, we're not a democracy, or we're coming after you to get rid of you out of office and put people in place who will obey the law. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. The war right now is politically. We have to hold these people accountable, hold their toes to the political fire.
Okay, all right. And how are you doing that? Tell people real quickly. We've got about 30 seconds here. Make them count. Tell them how they can find out more about you and about what you're doing. And then in the final segment, we're going to really attack that.
They can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. The links for all those are on the top of the page on victoriatactical.com. So just go there. You'll find all those links. Also, if you want to email me, it's contact@victoriatactical.com. Reach out. Just put in the subject ballot initiative or something similar to that. I know that's what that's about.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with a call to action here with Drew Nolan of VictoriaTactical.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back. Hang on.
At
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. We've got Drew Nolan with Victoria Tactical with us on the line. And we're talking a lot about what's going on in Ohio. But I'm sure Ohio is not the only state that's going on. This is just one that sort of broke national news over a mass shooting. And I don't have the time to really go through a lot of the issues of mass shootings. There's, I think probably that's sort of like a trigger word for, oh, we have to do something about those guns, those nasty guns. They just grow legs and they grow up and they just walk out there and they just kill people on their own. And we don't want to attribute the sinful nature, the violation of the law, of the person who actually commits the crime with the gun, not the gun doing itself. And so therefore, we get all kinds of tyrant, stupid, useful idiots. I don't know any way to put it here, Drew. Some of the people purposely know what they're doing, and some of the people are just cowards and stupid and ignorant of history and of reality. I think they live in a bubble. I think they've deceived themselves to think, if we could just get rid of all the guns. Well, the problem is they can't guarantee us that everybody's going to get rid of their guns. Hey, I think both of us would agree. If you can guarantee and you can get rid of all the guns and we could take them, you know, we can have a Superman or a Captain Marvel or somebody cast them way out on the moon or something, and we knew there was no more guns on the earth.
you and I probably would say, okay, we can do that. But we know that's not a reality. And we know one day the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, is going to cause us to turn those weapons of warfare into clouds and such that we do have real peace. But until that time, guess what, folks? We're dealing with corrupt, sinful, criminal people who must be dealt with according to the law. And specifically, I think Drew would agree with me. I'll let him speak for himself. Specifically, according to the law of God, which is even higher than our Constitution. But we're talking about these people don't even honor the Constitution. They're willing to attack our God-given rights at the constitutional level, much less the law of God issue. Am I right, Drew, or you want to put up a little argument over that?
I agree with everything that you said except for giving up all the guns. Even if you give up all the guns in the world, right, somebody, you know, obviously you hear the old adage about the cars and the knives and all those things, right? Firearms allow me, let's put in the scope of my wife, right? Because that's the first thing that came to mind. Like, no, nobody's ever taken my wife's firearms. I don't care who you are, okay? Firearms allow it so that nobody can have their will on her, okay? They can't force their will upon her, whether they have a knife or they're skilled at hand-to-hand stuff, whatever, man. Firearms help to make sure that she is not a victim. So, no, if you want to throw all your firearms, I'll still give her her, you know, her pistol or her AR or something, you know what I mean? So, everything else that I completely agree with you on.
No, I totally agree. I was saying it sort of tongue-in-cheek. Don't get me wrong. I know you know that. Because I know nobody can guarantee us that everybody has gotten rid of all their firearms. And we know that criminals don't obey the law. They're not going to follow words. They're not going to follow anybody that is going to play that kind of game. So we're in agreement, and I appreciate you pointing that out. Okay, so here's the thing. We've got a few minutes here, and what we want to do is call people to action, because Sons of Liberty Radio is all about not just talking about the issues, but bringing people to where they do something. You and I, we talked for an hour before the show, and I always enjoy talking with you because you've got a good perspective on things. You're well-rounded, you're well-read, and all those kinds of things. But here's the issue. A lot of people are saying, you keep telling me to do something. What do I do? Now, when I have this conversation with Bradley, we go back and forth, and he says, well, I believe the Spirit of God is going to lead them to do that, what they should do. And I agree with that. The Spirit of God does lead us to do that. And oftentimes, he will do it just by putting the desire in our heart to go and do it. And then there are other times where he uses other people within the body of Christ to say, hey, here's the vision that I have, and we need support in that. And other brothers and sisters come along that, and they say, yep, I see that same vision, but I didn't know how to go about doing it. Now, you've got a vision, at least for the people of Ohio, and I think it becomes an example, to the people in the United States, and that is this. Whatever you set forth in your example, they can follow. It becomes sort of a cookie-cutter model. They may have to adapt a little bit, but you're already setting in place a model in the state of Ohio whereby you can fight against the tyranny that's coming against you guys in Ohio by way of the people's voice. Now, I'm going to turn it over to you. You tell people what you're doing and how they can join you and they can support you in that effort to push back tyranny.
Thank you, Tim. First and foremost, anybody in any other state, if you want to do something similar to this, as soon as we get this back from the Attorney General saying that it's, you know, it's good to go, it's ready, and I'll explain why at that point in a second. As soon as we get that back, if you want a copy of this, I'll send it to you so you can start this in your state as well. And if you've got something better, let me know. I will push this for you too, you know. Like I said, if you've got something better, come to me, let me know, and I'll rally it for you. Because I've had a lot of people go, oh, well, this isn't going to do anything. Of course it's not. If I throw it on the ground, it's not going to collect signatures on its own. Just like if it passes, then it makes It needs citizens to watch and use it. It's another tool that we can use, okay? So essentially what this is, since we saw the red flags coming, we saw the push coming, they've been talking about doing it in Ohio for years, and several other states have pushed red flag laws, and they're pushing for a national red flag law. So what we do, and I'm not going to read it over the air, I can do that once we get it back from the Attorney General. So where we are right now is we need 1,000 signatures, okay, to get the Attorney General even to look at it. Once he looks at it, he goes through the language, says yes or no, gives it back to us, and then once we get the okay, the green light to go, which means that all the verbiage and everything, all the legalese is correct, okay? So we've got we've crossed our T's and dotted our I's. That's essentially that step is for. Once we get it back, we need about 136,000 signatures, okay? So we need everybody in Ohio, put your boots on, set your potato chips down. We need signatures, and we need help collecting that. We need to get it from at least 44 out of Ohio's 88 counties. So what it does is it acts, if any person acting on behalf of or employed by any local, state, or federal government acts to, without saying too much, acts to infringe upon your constitutional rights. It sets up different levels of penalties and corrections for that, okay? One of the things that we put in there is a fine of not less than $20,000, for instance. So they come to my house, hello there, Mr. Nolan, we're here to seize your firearms, and they take, let's say, two, okay? Let's say they take two firearms, because typically, you know, we know they move in, they get all your stuff. But anyway, so they take two. Well, that's $40,000 right there. Okay. For instance, that's $40,000. Also, it lays out more. A little while ago, there was a man in Maryland. They showed up at his door. They were going to take his firearms. He said, no, I'm not giving them up. Well, he died. Okay. They shot the man. There's conflicting reports of what happened there. Okay. But essentially what he did was he stood in his doorway and said, no, you're not going to take my liberties. So they executed the man, I believe. And in that instance, we can actually first that fine jumps up to $200,000 for $20,000, okay? And then also, if somebody is killed or there's an attempt to murder, then we can push for the death penalty for people that infringe upon those types of rights. So, you know, we start doing something like that. We start pushing these things. You know, citizen watch groups kind of start pushing these things. Then we can kind of, I mean, It gives law enforcement teeth, good law enforcement teeth. It gives the citizens teeth, and just kind of reminds people that we are, you know, that we can inflict a little bit of change.
No, I agree, and we have to do that. And we've got about 30 seconds here, probably about 20 once I finish passing it back over to you. But, Drew, tell people where they can find out more about you and what you do, and also how they can get involved with this petition there in Ohio.
You can find out almost everything about us at victoriacastle.com. You can find the links to the Facebook, the Instagram, the YouTube page, and you can also reach out to me at contact@victoriatactical.com, and I check all those emails.
All right, that's Drew Nolan, victoriatactical.com. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. You guys have a great weekend, great Lord's Day. Lord willing, Riley will be with you for 2 hours tomorrow, 23 hours. Till then, see ya.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.